Welcome to exciting Tomahawk Hatchet sports action on WJJQ. Presented by Fairman Orthodontics, Cerny's Greenhouse, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Calhoun Insurance, Incredible Bank, Heritage Chevrolet, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Simply Stitched, School District of Tomahawk, Tomahawk Wrestling Alumni, Cracker Barrel BP, United Steelworkers Local 248, American Family Insurance, Peter Petta Agency, Park City Credit Union, Bowman Chiropractic, Shuni Trucking and Excavating, Triggs, Country Financial Insurance, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Louisiana Pacific, Tomahawk Mill, Generations Funeral Home and Crematory, Tomahawk McDonald's, Riley Family Dental, Woodland Lakes Realty, Custom Accounting Services, Mir Electric Inc., CIS Insurance Group, Health in Motion Physical Therapy, IAM, Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Wild Rivers Group Real Estate, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Hilgi's LP Gas, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Keith Hansey, Northwoods Community Realty, Tomahawk Builders Supply. Now it's time for exciting Tomahawk Hatchet sports coverage on WJJQ.
High school volleyball is live and on the air. A very good Tuesday evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alex Cook. Great to have you with us. We're coming to you from the Cardinal Gym here in Crandon tonight, where your Tomahawk Hatchets will be taking on the Crandon Cardinals. And joining me in the broadcast booth is Mr. Matt Tyler. Matt, welcome to the booth, my friend.
Good to be here, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So let's dive right into our Fairman Orthodontics pregame show here, Matt. Right now, Tomahawk gotten off to a bit of an up-and-down start, 5-8 so far this season, but there's a lot of youth and a lot of new faces on this team.
Yeah, there really are. They graduated 9 seniors last year. Some of the key seniors they lost were first-team all-conference, middle Macy Jankowitz, Chloe Buckwalter was honorable mention, Sammy Gebauer. But the cupboard is not bare.
No, it is not.
There are some returning players. Sienna Calkins was second-team all-conference. Claire Albert was honorable mention. And you're going to see a couple other players that have had a lot of time on the floor in Sarah Gebauer and Sophie Olson. So it all is not lost. You know, it's not necessarily what I would call a rebuilding year by any means.
Not necessarily. They do have some underclassmen, but a lot of their starters, as we'll get into later on, are upperclassmen. Their opponents tonight are the Cardinals from Crandon. Crandon, so far, they've had a bit of a rough start, to say the least. 2-6 so far. They did have their home tournament where they went 1-3, including a win over Elko out of the Northern Lakes Conference. The one thing about Crandon, though, is that they will be scrappy.
It doesn't matter if you're playing volleyball, football, basketball, they're scrappy no matter what sport they play. This is an important game tonight from the standpoint of Crandon will later in the season play two teams that Tomahawk will play potentially in sectionals or regionals in Northland Pines and Bondouel. So there's a common opponent. So this is a big, even though it's not a conference game, it's a big early season game.
Yes, it is. Matt, as we dive into our keys to the game here, what does Tomahawk need to do to get the victory tonight?
Well, the first thing that you have to do is you have to really own the net. And Tomahawk's got two really good middles in Sienna and Freya. And if you can control the net, get a lot of blocks, that's a big thing. The second thing is you have to get into system. To get in system, you have to have good serve receive. So that libero becomes a really key part of this game because she's got to get the ball to the setter in a good spot.
And it sounds like that, according to what we hear from Keith Hansey later on, he has his first permanent lineup that he's going to be going with tonight as well for the rest of the season. Tomahawk beginning Great Northern Conference play next week. They've got two more non-conference games this week before they begin GNC play next week in Anago. We'll take our first break. When we come back, we'll have our interview with Hatchet volleyball coach Keith Hansey. You're listening to the Fairman Orthodontics Radio Pre-Match Show here on WJJQ.
Fairman Orthodontics provides professional orthodontic services to families here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. This is Dr. Jen from Fairman Orthodontics. We offer the best in comprehensive orthodontic treatment in a relaxed, family-friendly setting with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve our patients' overall confidence. To achieve the smile you've always wanted, call 359-1910 or visit our website at fairmanorthodontics.com and schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or myself, Dr. Jen. For nearly 40 years, we've been providing exceptional orthodontic care and creating beautiful smiles for every age, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
Dr. Emily and Dr. Amanda at Bowman Chiropractic are happy to serve their Hatchet athletes, as well as everyone in the community. Bowman Chiropractic welcomes new patients and strives to provide the very best chiropractic health to the community. Call 453-2515 or stop into their North 4th Street business. Wishing everyone a memorable sports year from Dr. Emily, Dr. Amanda, and the team at Bowman Chiropractic.
This is Keith Hansey, broker associate with Northwoods Community Realty and proud to be a sponsor of Hatchet Sports on WJJQ. Northwoods Community Realty is a company founded on community-focused values and premier real estate services to buyers and sellers in the entire Northwoods area. Whether you're looking for land, lake homes, or city homes for sale, selling your property, or just want to know what your property is worth, give me a call at 966-1032. I have a deep knowledge of the area and understand our local real estate market. Give me a call, Keith Hansey, for all your real estate needs and questions at 966-1032 with Northwoods Community Realty.
Tomahawk Appliance and Home is proud to sponsor Hatchet Sports and Athletes. Tomahawk Appliance and Home, as well as Woodruff Appliance and TV, have been serving the Northwoods since 1929. They are your go-to shops with a great selection of appliances, electronics, furniture, and mattresses. Stop in to visit their knowledgeable staff and choose what fits your home, needs, budget, and style. Offering quality and affordability you can count on. Tomahawk Appliance and Home, a proud VIP Hatchet sponsor.
John J. Schutte Construction of Tomahawk would like to wish the Tomahawk Hatchet sports teams the best of luck this season. They'd like to salute the athletes and coaches for their hard work and dedication to THS. If you have a building project in your future and need site prep work, or if you would like to add a pond, driveway, food plot, or boulder retaining wall to your property, then call John J. Schutte Construction at 453-2015. That's 453-2015. Good luck, Hatchets, from John J. Schutte Construction of Tomahawk.
Welcome back to the Fairman Orthodontics Radio Pre-Match Show here on WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook, and joining me right here on the air for a preview of tonight's match is Hatchet Volleyball Coach Keith Hansey. Keith, welcome, and thank you for joining me.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Keith, this is the first time we've been able to talk since the beginning of the season. Now you've had a few matches under your belt. You've got a couple of invites under. What do you think about this team so far?
I think we're still trying to find our way. We started out with the running a 6-2 offense, cycling in a lot of girls, and our passing numbers and our hitting numbers just haven't been where I want them, and we've been making a lot of errors, so we're going to look to change things up, especially tonight, and try some new things on the court and hopefully get gelling.
Keith, you're back on the sidelines after taking a year off, and this is a completely different team from what you had a couple of years ago. A lot of youth, a lot of new leaders on this team. What has the chemistry been like for this particular squad?
Yeah, chemistry is still good, but we do have a lot of girls on varsity that haven't been on varsity yet. So that takes a little bit to get used to this gameplay, how fast it is. And they're learning, they're gelling. I just got to find the right combination of six girls out there every time to make it productive.
And talking here with Hatchet Volleyball Coach Keith Hansey here on the Fairman Orthodontics pre-match show on WJJQ. Keith, let's quickly go over your tournament over at DC Everest over the weekend. Your team struggled a bit, going 1-3. Why do you think your team struggled so much down there, that invite?
Mostly, I look at our serve receive. You know, we were playing a lot of D1 teams, D2 teams, so the serving was a little harder. And we struggled on serve receive, and that's something we work at on practice. So I'm looking to get our best serve receivers back there every time, make sure we're covered, getting that ball up to the setter. That's been our biggest hurdle, I think, this year, is not getting the ball right to the setter. And our setters have been running back behind the 10-foot line. And when that happens, you eliminate 80% of the plays you can do. So you're basically bumping it to the outside or the right side, and that's it. You eliminate the middle play. We've got a couple strong middles, so I want to get that ball up to the setter, get the middles involved, and that opens up the whole offense.
Keith, it's hard to believe that we're in the middle of September and you haven't even begun conference play yet, which is very, very interesting, because after this week you've got GNC. Judging from how the rest of the teams of the Great Northern Conference have done, how tough do you think this GNC is going to be this year?
It's going to be very tough. I mean, you look at Mozenie, Medford, Antigo, and Lakeland. They're all going to be tough teams. So we need to be dialed in by the time we start that conference tournament coming up in 2 weeks. And that's going to be key right there, because we can't start out in the hole, especially in the conference.
Again, talking here with Hatchet Volleyball Coach Keith Hansey here on the Fairman Orthodontics pre-match show on WJJQ. Keith, let's talk about tonight's opponent. You go to Crandon. The Cardinals are a team that have had, again, they've had a lot of tournaments already this year. They just hosted their own. What makes this team tough to beat?
They're scrappy. They are a scrappy team, and we're going to need to get our blocks up and then, again, just get those passes in. One thing I have been happy with is our serving. You know, we've got a lot of aces, a lot of our serving percentage is pretty good. It can always be better, but we're serving a little more aggressive, so we're going to have a few that go out or into the net, because I'm having them. I'd like to hit the perimeter lines, hit the seams, so we're working on that. So you're going to have a few serving errors, but overall our serving is good, so it's going to come down to our passing in our serve receive.
Keith, do you have any final thoughts before we wrap things up here?
No, thanks for making the trip up here. I know we don't have a lot of Tuesday home games for you. So get you out on the road, get you to see the country. But appreciate everybody for listening and tuning in.
Well, you know what? It's always good to see new gyms. I've been to Crandon a couple of times, but I've never been inside their gym, so it'll be fun to see. And Tomahawk takes on Crandon tonight here on WJJQ. Fairman Orthodontics pre-match show currently underway. First serve is at 7 o'clock with Matt Tyler in the broadcast booth with me. Keith Hansey, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of the Fairman Orthodontics pre-match show right after this here on WJJQ.
This is Michael Richardson, your local country financial insurance agent and proud former Hatchet athlete. I'm excited to help you with insurance options to protect the people and things that matter most to you. Worry less and live more with a policy from Country Financial. Call me directly at 715-804-6010 or email me at michael.richardson@countryfinancial.com. Country Financial Insurance, helping support our community and Hatchet athletes this season.
United Steelworkers International Union, 248 Tomahawk Mill employees, are proud of the accomplishments of their membership and are honored to salute our Hatchet student-athletes who are dedicated to excellence in their sport and the classroom. USW 248 is happy to sponsor our team with play-by-play coverage here on WJJQ. Good luck, Hatchet, from the United Steelworkers International 248 Tomahawk Mill employees team.
Hi, this is Justin at Cerny's Greenhouse, and my staff and I are proud to be a Hatchet sports sponsor. We salute our Hatchet athletes and coaches and wish them the best of luck this season. Here at Cerny's, we are dedicated to quality and customer service. We appreciate your loyalty and always look forward to seeing you at the Greenhouse. Now let's cheer on our Tomahawk Hatchets and enjoy another great broadcast on WJJQ, brought to you in part by Cerny's Greenhouse and all the Hatchet sports sponsors.
Incredible Bank sends out their best wishes for a successful season to our Hatchet student athletes, their coaches and staffs, both on and off the field. And make sure you listen for the incredible play of the game. Remember, Incredible Bank is here to help you succeed by offering banking products to best fit your needs. From a simple checking account, mobile banking, savings, and complete that dream of a home with a variety of mortgage products. Incredible Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, and proud sponsor of our Hatchets.
Heritage Chevrolet of Tomahawk is proud to be a sponsor of the Tomahawk Hatchet Sports Broadcast on WJJQ. Our team at Heritage Chevrolet would like to salute the efforts of our Hatchet student athletes and dedicated coaches and managers for all they do for a winning effort. When you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, please keep Heritage Chevrolet in mind. Our sales staff will offer you the vehicle that best suits your needs at a competitive price. And our service team has your back with certified service. Check out our website at heritagechev.com or stop in at our showroom on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. And good luck, Hatchets!
And welcome back to the Fairman Orthodontics Radio Pre-Match Show on WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler here with you from the Cardinal Gym in Crandon, where we're getting set for tonight's volleyball match between Tomahawk and Crandon here on WJJQ. Let's take a look at some of the other games, by the way, across Northwoods happening tonight. Mosinee is up in Northland Pines this evening. Mosinee favored to win the Great Northern Conference once again. Antigoas and Rhinelander, which is a slightly intriguing matchup, if you will. Phillips is in Prentice, Shawamigan is Abbotsford, and Riblake is in Athens. But the game of the night to me, Matt, is Lakeland and Medford. Those two teams are going to be fighting for the top of the GNC this year.
Yeah, and it's hard to say what Lakeland will have, considering they lost one of the players of the conference in Meg Vanderstel last year.
Yes.
But it's a big school. Both of them are big schools. There's a lot of kids to choose from, so you should have some talent there.
Definitely. And again, taking a look also at the upcoming Hatch Volleyball broadcast schedule, we are going to be all over the place this fall, Matt. We are going to a lot of different gyms. Next week, we go to Antigo. That is the first Great Northern Conference match of the season for Tomahawk, which is weird that you have conference play starting this late in the season.
It is. The one thing about volleyball is, and this started way back under Jen Vanderstel, actually, when she coached at Tomahawk. They have a rough preseason schedule. They go and play at the Whitewater Tournament. They play at the Everest Tournament. You play a lot of D1 schools, and it's on purpose. So they get a lot of games in before they get to the GN.
They definitely do. And some of the other places that we'll go to, Medford is definitely one of them. We'll be going there this year. We'll be heading down to Mosinee this year as well. Their gym is always nice. And we also go to Rhinelander as well. The one home match that we have will be 2 weeks from tonight when Lakeland comes to town, which will be a very good one.
Should be a great game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, and after today, our next Hatchet football broadcast will be this Friday. It has been so long since Tomahawk football had a home game because they started their first three games on the road this season in Crandon here in town just a few weeks ago at Wittenberg and at Wausau East. They start off the Great Northern. They start off their home season against Antigo on Friday night, and Antigo is always a tough opponent.
Yeah, and hopefully there's a little bit of a Harley crowd there watching.
Let's hope
too.
So. Yeah. Yes, yes. Here tonight, Matt, as we look at this non-conference showdown between Tomahawk and Crandon, the Hatchets, the important thing that you want to do is that you want to try to go into GNC play on a high note. And as you mentioned, the common opponents that these two teams play could play a very big factor in playoff seeding down the stretch here.
It really does. For those of the people that don't understand is when they get towards the end of the year, they seed you. And obviously, the higher seed you get, the less travel you have.
Yes.
You start out with lower opponents, so you go further into the regionals and sectionals. So these games are really important when you have some common opponents within that sectional and regional.
Let's go ahead and take another quick look at tonight's starting lineups, by the way. First off, the Cardinals of Crandon, currently 2-6 from the Northern Lakes Conference. Their libero for today is a senior, number 2, Ava Seabe. A junior, number 3, Araya Peterson. Senior, number 5, Elena McCorkle. Sophomore, number 7, Jesse Lee DeWing. Senior, number 9, Alexis Bushka. Sophomore, number 10, McKenna Bouchard. And rounding out the starting lineup is senior, number 11, Lauren Littleton. The Crandon Cardinals are coached by Samantha King. Now the starting lineup for your Tomahawk Hatchets. And again, this is the first time we'll really see a permanent starting lineup from Keith Hansey's squad tonight. Their libero tonight is going to be junior number 12, Sophie Olson. Other starters are senior number 1, Sarah Gaybauer. Senior number 9, Alicia Vormans. Junior number 10, Sienna Calkins. Senior number 11, Claire Albert. Sophomore number 14, Shelby Borowski. And rounding out the starting lineup, number 15, junior Freya Allberg. Hatchets are coached by Keith Hansey, returning to the sidelines after taking a year off. The first year he was on the sidelines was 2 years ago. He took this team all the way to the sectional final.
Yeah, he did a great job that year. I don't like to get political, but highway robbery that he was not the coach of the year in the GNC when they swept the entire GNC. But that's my little pulpit. I'll step down now.
Okay, there you go. We don't want to get political on
that's
here,
right,
Matt.
That's right.
So, again, Tomahawk, they are trying to put a lineup together. This is the lineup, by the way, that went up against Wausau East in their match at the DC Everest Tournament, the lone one that they won, and Keith feels very confident about this team heading into tonight.
Yeah, and it's a really balanced lineup in that you have some, you know, between Claire Albert, Sophie Olson, and Sienna, they've logged a lot of hours on the court already. They've got a lot of experience. Freya got a little bit of experience last year. She's a really talented athlete. The other one, Sarah Gaybauer, has been playing since she was a sophomore. She started on that sectional semifinal team. So
yes.
You've got some players that have logged a lot of minutes on the court. You also have a balanced attack with your hitters. You've got a really good outside hitter in Claire Albert.
Mm.
You've got a good middle in Sienna. And then you've got a real luxury in having a left-handed, I know this is going to sound funny, but a left-handed right side hitter is a bonus in volleyball.
Exactly. And again, that's what Alicia Borman says. Yep. She's going to be playing on the right side primarily tonight. Matt, do you have any final thoughts before we wrap things up here?
Basically, I think Keith hit it. The key to the game is going to be serve, receive, and passing. If they can set up their system within the 10-foot line like he talked about, and then they can use all their hitters. They're not just going outside or right side. You've got to use those middles because the middles are really good.
And that's going to be very important, especially when you go up against some of the other teams in the GNC, teams like Antigo, teams like Medford, Lakeland, Mosinee, yep. Rhinelander. When you go up against those tough teams going up in the conference, you are going to have to make sure that you set up your offense and make sure that you run it to almost perfection.
Absolutely. You want a balanced attack.
Yes.
You really do.
Yes. That's going to wrap up our Fairmont Orthodontics pre-match show here on WJJQ. Tomahawk finishing warm-ups. When we come back, first serve here from Crandon. The Cardinals will be serving to start the night. You're listening to Hatchet Volleyball here on WJJQ.
Joe and Sarah Ristow are excited to bring you 2-for-1.
Offering embroidery, sublimation, and ink transfer services, Simply Stitch can help you with all your apparel decorating needs. And don't forget, 10% of all Hatchet apparel sales are donated to the Hatchet Booster Club.
Northwoods Award and Engraving is your one-stop shop for your awards and marketing needs, offering custom awards including trophies, plaques, medals, and ribbons, as well as tumblers, name tags, and more.
Simply Stitched,
Northwoods Award and Engraving,
both proud to be VIP Hatchet sponsors.
Hey there, Hatchets. Are you ready to show your Tomahawk team pride? Well, it's time to team up with Park City Credit Union and rock your school spirit with a Hatchets debit card. Plus, when you upgrade your debit card to a Hatchets card for just $10, Park City will donate $5 to Tomahawk High School. It's a win-win for you and your school. But wait, there's more. Park City offers a variety of rewards checking accounts to choose from, and for those who love getting cash back on purchases, look no further than their PCCU cash back checking. Or if you're aiming for higher rates on your balance and enjoy earning an impressive 6% APY with their PCCU cash checking. With Park City, you'll get the rewards you deserve and a debit card that supports your school. And if you're ready to make a move, open an account or upgrade your card to a Hatchets card by visiting your local Park City Tomahawk branch. Terms and conditions apply. See Credit Union for details. Federally insured by NCUA. Unleash your Hatchets pride today with Park City Credit Union.
Physical therapist at Health and Motion. I've had the pleasure of treating patients in our Tomahawk location, including many student athletes. My own passion for physical therapy started after I had an athletic injury back in high school, and now I have the opportunity to help our athletes return to their sports after injuries. We have many tools at our disposal to help patients achieve their goals, one being the newbie. We've been utilizing this cutting-edge technology and have seen amazing results both in pain management and performance enhancement. We are the only company in the state of Wisconsin to offer this device. We are proud to be VIP Hatchet Sports sponsors and support student-athletes and all members of the Tomahawk community. If you are experiencing pain or movement issues, please give us a call. Go Hatchets!
For your complimentary 15-minute consultation, call 453-6650.
So come on, choose health and motion for you.
As your local insurance agent here in Tomahawk, Calhoun Insurance helps you identify the insurance coverage that best fits your needs, personalized to help you make smarter decisions about insurance. Calhoun Insurance has the knowledge and over 30 years of experience to help you better understand your coverage options, whether it's auto, home, renters, business, life, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or snowmobile insurance. Questions about Medicare and getting closer to 65? Talk to Tim Calhoun. Calhoun Insurance will provide you with the best customer service available anywhere. Call 715-224-3259 with questions or to set up an appointment. Calhoun Insurance, just south of Hometown Feed Mill. Calhoun Insurance Agency is proud to support Hatchet Athletes.
Since 1975, Tomahawk Builders Supply has been serving and supporting the Tomahawk community. They provide lumber, trusses, engineered wood products, laminate, quartz, and granite countertops, Dura Supreme cabinets, Benjamin Moore paint, and more. Whatever your building dreams, the friendly and knowledgeable team members We'll be pleased to help ensure your dream project becomes a reality. Locally owned and operated, Tomahawk Builder Supply is located one block north of Main Street in downtown Tomahawk and is a proud supporter of Hatchet Athletics.
And welcome, everyone, to Hatchet Volleyball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler here with you from the Crandon Memorial Athletic Center here in Crandon, where the Tomahawk Hatchets take on the Crandon Cardinals in tonight's non-conference showdown. Again, Tomahawk looking to start off getting the Great Northern Conference play on a high note here, Matt, and it starts here against a scrappy Crandon squad.
Yeah, it'd really be an advantage for Tomahawk to get off to a fast start. Now, I know Crandon is serving first.
Yes.
But if you can get the ball back, and Keith talked about it, they've been serving the ball well.
Yes, they have.
That you can get out to that quick start.
So Crandon again will serve first. They will go from right to left. Tomahawk will go from left to right to begin tonight's match. Good to have you along here on WJJQ, just about ready to get things going. And again, Tomahawk currently with 5 match wins on the season. They win 1-3 in their D.C. Everest tournament. They knocked off Wausau East, lost to Spash, Merrill, and D.C. Everest, all of them very good programs.
Yeah. And Tomahawk, did they play also in the Merrill tournament?
They are not playing in the Merrill tournament
they
this
didn't.
Year.
Okay, so
they
that's
are not
the first
playing.
That they
yes.
didn't. I mean, so you have 3 Division I tournaments right in a row usually
yes.
with that. So it's really good competition.
It is a very good competition indeed. Keith Hansey tried to get himself to opt back into that one, but unfortunately that spot was already taken. So that's the reason why. And plus, Keith Hansey even talked about it off the air. These girls definitely need a rest after this week.
Yeah, you know, you jump in. Granted, you have 2 days and you're working out to get into it, and then you jump into a lot of games right away.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. So serving for the first time for Crandon is Elena McCorkle, who is one of the seniors on this Crandon squad. A lot of veterans on this Crandon team here.
Yeah, good mix between, they got, what, one junior, mostly seniors and sophomores
yep.
otherwise.
And the first serve from McCorkle, it will go off the front of the net. That's an easy way to get a point for Tomahawk. And it will be Shelby Borowski serving for the first time again. Shelby, the lone sophomore on this starting lineup.
And really a key player being the setter.
Yep, first serve. And that is going to be an ace. So Borowski gets an ace to start the night. How about that?
That's the start we're looking for, Al.
Exactly. 2 straight here by the Hatchets to begin tonight. And now here comes the next serve from Borowski. That one is going to bounce high off the ceiling. Crandon trying to keep it in play. Sending it over is the libero, Seabee. That one goes off the top of the net. Calkins fields it. Over to Olsen. Claire Albert tries to kill, saved by Seabee. That one is passed over to Littleton. Sent right back to the front of the net. Seabee couldn't get it over. 3-0 Tomahawk here in game one.
That's a really good start again for Tomahawk. So they had, you get the jitters out of the way. There was
yes.
a little volley there, which they need.
Next serve coming from Borowski. Line drive serve received by Littleton. Swings it over to McCorkle, and that is a block attempt by Calkins. That one drops right in. Sienna Calkins, all 6'1" of her, getting up to block that one.
And Sienna is really athletic.
Yes,
she really
is.
Is. She's got great footwork.
And Sienna Calkins, the 5'10" junior. That one is sent right over to McCorkle, and that one could not be sent over the net by Araya Peterson. A big start for the Hatchets. They've got 5 straight.
And she was staring down Sienna Calkins there. Had she gotten it over the net?
Early timeout here from Crandon. We'll take one as well. We'll be back in 30 seconds after this from American Family Insurance.
Chase the dream, seize the win with American Family Insurance Pete Petta Agency. Protecting your most prized assets requires a frontline offense with American Family Insurance. Give Pete and the team a call at 453-5566 to prepare your game plan for the future. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life, American Family has the safety net you need. American Family Insurance Agency, Pete Petta, dream fearlessly.
And welcome back to Hatchet Volleyball here on WJJQ. Shelby Borowski's next serve received by Jessie Lee DeWing. First time we mentioned her name. That block attempt by Sienna goes over her head. Saved, and Albert able to get it over to Calkins, who ends up sending it back over the net. McCorkle tries to set it up. Another block from Calkins, trying to go in for that kill. That time was DeWing. That's the second block already for the 5'10 junior.
Yeah, and when you own that net defensively, that is really intimidating for the other team.
And again, you mentioned Siena, second team all-conference last year as a middle hitter. Nowhere to go but up from there. And that one will be sent right back over McCorkle. Received by Gabe Bauer to Borowski. Bit of an errant pass, and Cranning gets their first point of the night.
Yeah. Good start for the Hatchets, though.
Very good start. So Cranning now is on the board. It's 6-1 Tomahawk, though, here in this first game. And now serving for the Cardinals will be their sophomore, Jesse Lee DeWing. And DeWing's first serve is going to go right to Claire Albert. Over to Sophie Olson. Tomahawk will have to get back over the net. Vorman tries the kill. That one received by Littleton. Swinging it over to McCorkle. That one goes off the front of the net. A kill attempt from McKenna Bouchard does not count. Tomahawk now leads 7-1. And we'll have our first substitution. It is Avery Pettit in for Sarah Gabauer. Go ahead.
Shelby did a nice job serving, but now Claire's up. Claire's got a really good serve.
Claire leads the team in aces, by the way, this season with 40. Here comes the first serve from Albert. Line drive serve received by Littleton. Sent right back over. And that kill attempt by Bouchard retrieved by Olsen, but could not get that pass off. That'll go as a kill for McKenna Bouchard. And it's now 7-2.
Good try by Sophie Olsen there. She laid out for it, and that's about all she could do.
So now 7-2. And Tomahawk leading Cranon here in this non-conference showdown. And now Uriah Peterson, the junior, will serve for the Cardinals. Left-handed serve from Peterson goes off the front of the net. So Cranon off to a really shaky start serving the ball here.
They are, and those service errors just kill you.
Sienna Calkins will now serve for the Hatchets. And you can make an argument she's probably one of the best blockers in the GNC.
Absolutely.
At this point in the season.
I have yet to see any of the other teams in the GNC, but I'll put her up there athletically against anybody.
Even the blockers from Mozenie.
Yep. Yep.
Bold words from the former assistant coach. Looks like the officials over at the scores table. And looks like trying to check maybe the order or something here.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We haven't. We've only had one substitution, right?
Yeah, from what I can tell. And it looks like we're all set and ready to go.
Oh, they're...
Oh?
They've got it all figured out, I guess.
Yeah, looks like it. Could have been an issue with the serving error, with the serve order or substitutions, whatever, we're ready to go. Calkins first serve received by the libero, CB, sending it over to McCorkle. That one will be dropped right back over. Good job by Petta to keep that alive. Albert, back to Petta. That one goes off the front of the net.
You know, I'm okay with that because I like the fact that Avery came in the game and she's swinging. You know, you're going to have those once in a while, but when I coached club volleyball, it was like, swing, go after it, especially in a game like this.
Alexis Bushka's first serve of the night. That one goes over the net. Retrieved by Olsen. Albert keeps it in play. And Borowski will send it right back over the net to Littleton. Littleton tries to go for the kill. Good dig by Albert. Albert drops it back over the net. That was a well-placed soft kill from Freya Albert.
Yep. And, you know, if you thought you had a good blocker in Sienna Calkins, then Tomahawk turns around and brings in a six-foot middle hitter.
So. Yeah. Call those the Twin Towers, if you will, in the middle. Alicia Vormans will now serve for the Hatchets. Again, the left-handed serve from Vormans. That one goes right over the net and received by Peterson. Kill attempt by Littleton is out. That one went right over the head of Claire Albert. And it's now 10-3 Tomahawk here in game one.
Just past you. I thought you were going to make the play on that one, Alex.
I am not athletic enough to make a dive like that from here. We are, for the perspective, folks, we are actually in the corner of the court. So I could have technically received it, but I would have had to use every ounce of my athletic ability in my body to try and make that, and it still would be short. There, that one drops right back over. That looks like four hits.
I think
yes,
so.
Yes, it is. Borowski almost had a block, but that one dropped right in front of the net, and it's now 11-3 Tomahawk. And again, the one thing with the Hatchets, their biggest strength has been their serving throughout the course of the first 13 matches of the season.
No question.
And that serve. An illegal formation called on Cranon. That's going to be another point for Tomahawk. So the Hatchets dominating here in game one.
Yeah, and they're getting some help from Cranon with the unforced errors. That's at least, what, two serving errors and now the formation?
Mm-hmm. Here comes the next serve from Alicia Vormans. That one goes right over the net, and that one is too strong. So you know, the first service error of the night. Go ahead.
And Keith talked about that. He's okay with that, you know, because they're being aggressive, and they do have some, so far what we've seen, really good servers.
Ella Peisig is in for the first time for Tomahawk, so she's going to replace Alicia Vormans. And Peisig also got a lot of playing time in their, specifically in their second and third sets against Rhinelander last week. Ava Seabe, Cranon's libero will serve. That one goes right to Claire Albert. Over to Borowski and Allberg. That's a strong kill. It's going to go out to the right.
Yep. So that was a great example of Tomahawk being out of system. They didn't get set up in front of the 10-foot line, and Freya had just a tough angle there.
First time, I think, so far that Cranon's had back-to-back serves. CB serve goes right to Albert. Albert to Borowski. Sets it up for Peta. That one received by CB. Sent right back over to McCorkle. Littleton! Does she get the kill there? Yes, she does. That one was in. Lauren Littleton with the kill, her first of the night. And Littleton, without a doubt.
Oh,
wait a minute. Hold on.
In the net, I think. Or did she call it out?
I think it was out because it looked like, at least from here, that it was just on the outside of the line. So that will not go as a kill for Littleton, who, by the way, looks like Crandon's best hitter on this team.
Absolutely.
Avery Petta will serve for the first time now tonight, and Petta's first serve is going to be received and sent right back over, and Littleton will drop that over, and is that out or is that in? That one is in. That'll be a kill for Lauren Littleton.
I'm getting a workout over here.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Well, you got those long arms that can stretch. So
two in a row.
Yeah. So now Cranon will serve. Tomahawk leading 13-6 here in game one. Littleton serve will go right to Sophie Olsen. To Borowski. Sets it up. Albert, that one goes off of CB. Off the basketball hoop a couple times. And sent right back over. Dropped in. Albert tries to block Borowski with the save. Olsen will now send it over to Albert. That one will go right to the libero CB. That one set right back up for Peterson. Tries the soft kill. Retrieved by Borowski. To Olsen. Over to Claire. That one is a kill for Claire Albert.
That whole play was set up by Freya Allberg with the block. They saw it, and they said they wanted none of it. Decided to dink it over rather than go for the spike.
Just the second kill of this game so far for Tomahawk, but they lead 14-6. And now the libero. Sophie Olsen will serve for the Hatchets. That is a line drive serve. Goes right to the other libero, CB. And CB will send it right back over the net to Albert. Albert to Borowski. Sets it up. Claire, another one. That one is retrieved by CB, and that one drops in. That will go as a kill for Claire Albert, her second.
Great effort by CB. She one-armed it and kept it in play, but she just didn't get any help from her teammates.
Olsen will now serve. Tomahawk up by 9 on Cranon in this first game. Next serve from Olsen. Line drive. That one is going to be out. So again, too strong. But again, you mentioned Keith is okay with that because they're being aggressive.
Yeah. And it just seems like every server serves a little harder than the last one for Tomahawk.
Yep. Malia Stamper was just in. Alexis Bushka comes back in for Cran. And that serve is received by Sarah Gaybauer, who just came back in. Borowski sets it up for Albert. That goes off the front of the net.
That's a great example of they worked from behind the 10-foot line and rather than in front of the 10-foot line, so that instead of getting a set, she had to bump it over to Claire.
Elena McCorkle will serve once again. And here comes the next serve from the junior. Received by Peisig. Gaybauer keeps it alive, but that's not going to go anywhere. So it's now 15-9. Cranon's starting to climb back a little bit here in this first game.
Yep. And you can't, you know, a team like this, you can't let them back in the game.
No, you cannot. The other thing to point out also, and Keith has touched on this, is the mental mistakes that Tomahawk has had so far to begin the season. You have to clean those up. McCorkle, that one goes right to Peisig. Sent over to Borowski. Albert tries the soft kill, drops it in the fire pit. Well-placed kill from Claire Albert, her third of this first set.
She saw the double block coming and just put it over the top of him, nice and soft.
And now the next serve will be coming. Tomahawk will go back to their first server, Shelby Borowski. And Borowski, as we mentioned, the underclassman starter of this team. Borowski's first serve, that one goes right over. That one's going to drop right in the basketball hoop. That pass was received so high and sent right back over. Olsen over to Albert, and Borowski will send it right back over the net. Good dig by Littleton, kept alive, but a miscommunication. That's going to go as a kill for Borowski.
Fourth, fifth error, unforced error, would you say, by Cranon so far?
That's, by the way, the first kill from Borowski. Five kills from Tomahawk so far in this first set. Borowski's next serve with Tomahawk up 17-9, received by DeWing. That one's going to be sent right back over, and that did not work. That's four hits.
And if it wasn't four hits, Sienna Calkins had the block.
And that would have been another block for Calkins. And Sienna came into tonight's match with 15 blocks so far in 13 matches. So she's averaging at least one block a set. Borowski's next serve received by Seavey. That's going to be an ace for Borowski. How about that? That's her second of the night.
She does a good job peppering the back row, and she's moving it a little bit left to right, too.
19-9, Tomahawk leads here in game one. Borowski's next serve, that one goes off the front of the net. Those were the service errors that Keith wanted to avoid.
Yep.
Crandon will now have DeWing serve. And DeWing, one of three sophomores on this Crandon team here. DeWing serve is received by Olsen. Over to Borowski. Calkins with a kill! That was in. That's a great kill from Sienna Calkins.
She was way up there on that
Yes,
one.
She was.
But again, that was because they were in system.
Sarah Gaybauer comes out. Avery Petta comes back in. Claire Albert will now serve for the Hatchets. And Albert, you mentioned honorable mention all-conference last year. First serve from Albert received by McKenna Bouchard. She's going to try and send it back over, and it goes off the front of the net again.
Some of those serves, it's like, those are like jam fingers.
Yes, they are. Yeah. Pretty soon you'll get a bruised forearm or two on there.
Those things are humming.
Next serve coming from Albert. Tomahawk now 4 points away from a game one victory. That one's received by Lauren Littleton. That one will be sent right back up. Tried the drop kill from, looked like that was Alexis Bushka, and that is out. Tomahawk now leads 22-10. Next serve coming from Claire. A little bit of a floating serve received by Seabee. Crandon able to keep it in play. Calkins with a block attempt. That one drops right back over. That'll be another kill for Calkins.
That's the athleticism, though. She goes up, gets the block, comes down, goes right back up again. That's tough.
Tomahawk now leading 23-10 here. They have dominated this first game so far. And the one thing with Keith that he really wanted to see from this team was consistent play from this squad as they start to head into some of these tougher opponents. That's an ace for Claire Albert, her first of the night.
That was a rocket.
That was an absolute bullet from the senior outside hitter. So now it is game point for Tomahawk as they lead by 14 here in this one. Albert now with a chance to end this first game quickly. Line drive serve received by Peterson. Kept in play by Seabee as a chair goes over. And Crandon is able to get it back over the net. Wow, that was an amazing save by the Cardinals. Looked like it might have been Lauren Littleton that got that over the net. And I think that hitting the top of the net just threw everybody off on Tomahawk's side.
Yeah, she couldn't have placed it any better. That just that little tip threw off the defense by Tomahawk.
So still game point here for the Hatchets. That one is going to be received by Olsen. Over to Borowski. Calkins gets a kill to end the first set. That's a perfect kill from Calkins. She gets three kills in the first game. Tomahawk takes game one 25-11. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Game two from Crandon is next.
For over 30 years, CIS Insurance Group has been dedicated to serving individuals and businesses with comprehensive insurance solutions. They proudly offer all the leading insurance carriers to meet all your needs. CIS Insurance commitment extends beyond insurance. They are proud sponsors of our Tomahawk Hatchets and this radio broadcast. If you have any questions or concerns about your insurance coverages or would like a quote for your needs, simply call CIS Insurance Group at 453-3366.
Tomahawk Wrestling Alumni is proud to be a Hatchet VIP sponsor. Having already contributed over $30,000 to the School District of Tomahawk and wrestling programs, we are dedicated to continuing the tradition of gifted and driven athletes, as well as skilled and devoted coaching staff committed to helping our student athletes succeed. Good luck to all our Hatchet athletes this season from the Tomahawk Wrestling Alumni.
The School District of Tomahawk is happy to be a sponsor of this Hatchet broadcast on WJJQ. The administration, teachers, and support staff are excited to work with all our students from pre-K to the senior class. It will be a wonderful year of growth as the staff are looking forward to building relationships with students and parents. For the latest news and events in the Tomahawk District, be listening to WJJQ and log on to the district website at tomahawk.k12.wi.us. And follow the district on Facebook also. And go Hatchets from the School District of Tomahawk.
And welcome back to Hatchet Volleyball in Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler here with you. Tomahawk taking game 125-11. Matt, there was something that you wanted to mention really quickly before we get into the second game.
Yeah, so you've got a young team. Let's see if Tomahawk can do this. Good teams, when you bury a team like that or when you dominate a team, a lot of times young teams will think that all you have to do is show up to beat them.
Yeah.
So let's see if Tomahawk can keep their edge and take this game like they did the first game. They cannot rest on their laurels on this one.
Right. By the way, looking at the sets for Tomahawk, the stats for Tomahawk from their first set, Sienna Calkins and Claire Albert each with three kills in that one. Calkins also with a couple blocks. The big one, though, Shelby Borowski embracing herself as the setter. She had seven assists in that first set.
She played well.
Yep. Shelby Borowski will serve to begin the second set, received by Seabee. That one sent over to McCorkle, and that one is an errant pass. And again, for the first time tonight, we're also going to see one of the better athletes on this Hatchet team, Kaylin Sandry, in.
Kaylin is a really good all-around athlete. Besides volleyball, she's played basketball and wrestling.
Can't ask for much more out of an athlete. Next serve coming from Borowski, and that is out. So a service error a little bit too strong from her. Cranon will serve for the first time in the second set, and it is Elena McCorkle that will start things off for the Cardinals. And here comes the first serve of this game from McCorkle. That one's retrieved by Olsen. Over to Borowski. Set up for Sandry. That is out. Little too strong on that kill attempt from Sandry. Cranon leads 2-1.
Yep. Her approach has got to be a little bit better.
Yep.
It should be a four-step approach. It looked like a two-step approach there.
Next serve coming from McCorkle. That one goes right to Gaybauer. Gaybauer over to Borowski. And Claire Albert will send it right back over the net. That'll go right to Seabee. Seabee over to McCorkle. Kill attempt. That one is going to be dropped right in. That'll be another point for Tomahawk. Sienna Calkins with another big block there.
Yep. And that was the first time I think Tomahawk was behind in this set. It was during the whole match.
So now we're tied at two, and now here comes Claire Albert as Sarah Gaybauer comes out. Avery Petta comes in for the first time in game two here for the Hatchets. Here comes the first serve of game two from Albert. That's a line drive serve received by Littleton, and that is going to be another point for the Hatchets. Claire Albert with another rocket serve.
Cranon's having a hard time with serve receive.
Yeah, they've been trying. They've tried to have answers, but Tomahawk serving has just been on point. That one goes off the front of the net. Classic announcer jinx for me. Thank you very much.
Well done, Alex. Well
done. Thank you. Thank you very much, Matt. I appreciate it. So now we are tied at three as we now switch over to Cranon with Jesse Lee DeWing serving. For the Cardinals, DeWing with a line drive serve received by Albert. Over to Borowski, sets it up, and Calkins, that one is out.
Good swing.
Yeah.
She just tried to go over the top of the block.
So it's now 4-3 Cranon. They reclaim the lead here in the second set. And it's back to DeWing serving for the Cardinals. That one is going to be received by Petta. Sent over. Borowski. Bit of an errant pass. Sandry tries the kill. Again, too strong. And I like the fact that Tomahawk is being aggressive, but you have to be sure to place your kills in the right spots.
Yeah, if you're not in good position, if you can't take your approach, your four-step approach, just get it over the net.
Yeah. That one received by Olsen. Borowski to Calkins. Again, that one is out. And again, you see Keith Hansey, who's the head coach, just want to say, go down, not up, just go down.
Yep, a little bit of an error there.
So now DeWing will serve. Cranon leading by three here in game two. Received by Albert, sent over to Calkins, and Borowski will send it right back over the net. Received by McCorkle, over to Littleton. Tries the kill attempt, but instead Albert receives it. Borowski sets it up. Sandry, that one almost was dropped in. That's going to be a point for Cranon. It looks like Sandry hit the net.
Well, I didn't. Okay.
According to him, anyways.
Yep. He's got a better angle than I do.
Yep. So now this is five straight points here scored by Crandon. And the one thing that you mentioned, you can't let a team like Crandon gain confidence. That one goes off the front of the net. And now Calkins will go ahead and serve. Freya Alberg comes in for the libero Olsen.
Well, you don't want to play to the level of your competition.
No, you don't. First serve from Calkins goes right to Littleton. That one kept alive and sent right back over by McCorkle. And that one is out. And that one goes right to me. You're welcome, Sienna.
Polite young lady.
Yes, very polite. Tomahawk now trailing 7-5. That one goes off the top of the net and drops in. That's an ace for Calkins. Her first ace of the night. Tomahawk so far has got four aces in this one.
Yep, and a good answer after they were down by four.
Yep, here comes the next serve from Calkins, received by Littleton. Littleton's sending it over. That one dropped right back over. Bouchard kept alive. Borowski sets it up for Petta.
Good swing.
Avery really Petta with swing. A kill. That's her first of this match, and we're tied at seven. Tomahawk scored four straight.
Avery's a good athlete, too. We saw that in softball.
Yes. Yeah, the future is definitely bright with how good she could be. That one received by Seabee. That one's kept alive by McCorkle. Sent right back over. Good job by the Cardinals keeping it alive. Block attempt kept in play. That's going to be a block, it looks like, from Alexis Bouchka.
That was really, really a nice play by Crandon. You don't see a lot of attacks from the back row, and she took a big swing, and I think it took Tomahawk by surprise a little bit.
Here comes the next serve, this time from Ariah Peterson, the lefty, kept alive by Olsen. Albert swings it over. Petta tries to kill. Block attempt kept alive, and that one was Lauren Littleton. So another block for Crandon. Back-to-back, they now lead 9-7. And Tomahawk up one game to none so far in this best of five. That serve was received by Sandry. Over to Borowski. Petta tries the soft kill. That one is a soft kill that lands right on the line and out. I like the idea from Petta, but it was just a little too strong.
Yeah, it was the right play because she was not set up to kill there.
That serve received by Olsen. Over to Borowski. Petta tries again. That time it's received by McCorkle. Sent right back over CB Littleton. That one goes off the front of the net. 10-8 Crandon here in this second game. Again, the Cardinals a lot more competitive in this one. And we are going to have Ella Pisick come in for the first time in this second game, and she'll serve.
Well, you're not getting there. They're not giving the unforced errors.
No. Here comes the next serve from Pisick, and that one received by CB. And that one trying to get the pass over to McCorkle. Crandon unable to get it back over the net. That was a well-placed serve by Ella Pisick.
A little bit of a jump serve that she has. A lot of downward topspin on her ball.
Here comes the next serve from Pisick with a chance to tie it up. And that one is out. I don't think Keith will appreciate that service error. That was a good serve, but it was just a little too far to the right.
Yep.
And now Alexis Bouchka will serve for the Cardinals. That's a looping serve that goes right to Pisick. Over to Borowski, sets it up, and Petta. That one goes right to CB. CB retrieving, and that one dropped right back over. Bouchard tries a soft kill, kept alive. Albert, that one is sent right back over the net and out by Pisick.
That play was a result of a lack of communication.
Yes.
It was a free ball. And instead of calling it, nobody called it, and then there were two players hitting it.
Next serve coming from Bouchka, received by Albert. Over to Borowski, sets it up for Petta. That one is out. Again, the errors are killing Tomahawk here in this one, and I think Keith Hansen might want to try and talk things over sooner rather than later.
Maybe go one more point, but I would seriously consider a timeout at this point.
Well, here's Bouchka's next serve. Goes right to Olsen. Olsen to Borowski. Petta tries again. That's a looping kill attempt received by Seabee. Over to McCorkle. Littleton, good dig that time by Olsen to keep it alive. And Albert will send it right back over the net. Right to CB it goes. Over to McCorkle. Now back over the net to Olpenna. And a drop kill that time from Borowski.
That was well done. They called dropping it in the campfire there.
Yeah. Yes. I believe Keith showed me that when he was in the booth last year. Sarah Gaybauer will now serve for the Hatchets. And Crandon leading 13-10 here in game two. Gabe Bauer's first serve of this one is received by Uriah Peterson. Kill attempt from Littleton goes off the front of the net. We're seeing a lot of errors on both sides so far from these teams, Matt. Yep.
And with Tomahawk, Shelby, I know being a young setter, is main just going outside hitter. You got to use the middle a little bit, too.
That one is sent over to CB. And can they send it back over? Crandon does. That one goes over to Gabe Bauer. Borowski sets it up. Looked like a miscommunication there. Alberg looked like she had the kill attempt, but wasn't confident. That block attempt by Alberg goes right to Pysig. Olsen keeps it alive with a diving attempt, and Albert sends it back over the net. Good job by the Hatches to keep the point alive. That one is dropped in for a soft kill by McKenna Bouchard.
Nothing you can do with that one. That was a great play by Bouchard.
And Borowski already with 9 assists, by the way, you mentioned in this one. So very, very good start to this one for Borowski. But Tomahawk trailing in game two here, 14-11. Ava Seabee, Cranon's libero will now serve. That one goes right to Ella Pysig. Over to Borowski. Sets it up. Albert with the kill. That's a nice cross-court kill from Claire Albert. Her first of the second game.
Tomahawk needed that.
Yes. Sienna Calkins now comes in for Freya Alberg. And it will be Sophie Olsen to serve now for the Hatches. It's Tomahawk's libero's turn to serve. And here comes the serve from Olsen. That one is out. Too strong.
A few too many unforced errors by Tomahawk this game. It was Crandon in the first game.
That serve is going to go right to Sarah Gabauer. That one goes off the beam. That's going to misdirect it. Albert tries the kill. Goes off the top of the net.
It's tough when you play in a gym like this when you have the backboard and the beams because the balls every once in a while are going to hit it. You got to stick with it.
Now Keith Hansey calls timeout. Tomahawk will talk it over. We'll be back with more Hatchet Volleyball after this from Cracker Barrel.
Hi, this is Jimmy Charles. We are the proud owners of the Cracker Barrel BP. We are happy to support Hatchet Sports. Open 5:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Sunday and offering gasoline, food, clothing, drinks, minerals, you name it. Also, still your Hereford Junction Post Office. Cracker Barrel BP is honored to support their customers and the Hatchet athletes. Cracker Barrel BP, north of Tomahawk on County Road L, proud sponsors of the Hatchet Sports. Get them, Hatchets.
And welcome back to Hatchet Volleyball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler here with you from the Cardinal Athletic Complex in Crandon. And the Cardinals with a 16-12 lead over Tomahawk here in this second game. Here comes the next serve for Crandon, this time coming from Lauren Littleton. Gabauer able to receive it. Pysik keeps it alive, but unable to send it right back over the net.
Yeah. This is gut check time for Tomahawk.
It is.
No disrespect to Crandon, but Tomahawk's a better team.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Here comes an excerpt from Littleton, and that's an ace. Right on cue, an ace for Lauren Littleton. That is Crandon's first ace of the night.
Yep.
18-12, they lead here in game two. Next serve from Littleton received by Gabe Bauer. That's an errant pass, another ace.
So that was really smart on Littleton. Keith had Sarah move up a step. So instead of dropping it short, she served it hard. And then Sarah was between bump and set.
And that one received by Olsen over to Borowski. Sets it up. Albert tries the soft kill. That drops in. Second kill for Albert in this game. That's now 5 for her tonight.
Got to feed her and Sienna down the stretch here if they want to win this.
Kaylin Sandry comes in for Ella Pysig. Let's see if Tomahawk can get a bit of a run going here. Here comes the next serve from Borowski. Gets it over to CB. That one goes right back over the net. Calkins. Borowski tries to drop it in the fire pit, but it's received. Littleton. That one is dropped in for a kill. That was a well-placed kill by Lauren Littleton.
Wasn't hit hard.
No, it was not.
But it was hit in the right spot.
Now Elena McCorkle will serve for Crandon. The Cardinals make a substitution. Alexis Bushka comes in for Malia Stamper. And here comes the next serve from McCorkle as Crandon leads by 7. Received by Olsen. Over to Borowski. Albert tries the kill, and Crandon able to keep it alive. That one sent right back. Calkins tries the kill. That drops in.
Miss hit by Crandon. Just set it up for Sienna.
That is kill number 4 for Calkins tonight. Sarah Gabauer comes out. Avery Pettit comes back in. Next serve coming from Claire Albert, again leading the team in aces coming into tonight. Albert's serve received by DeWing. That one drops over and out. Too far into the far side. Tomahawk now trying to chip away a little bit at this lead here as we start to head towards the final points of game two. Next serve coming from Albert. Line drive serve off the top of the net, but it is able to graze over. Kill attempt is out. That one was too strong for Alexis Bushka. It's now 20-16, three straight for the Hatchets.
Yeah, that might have been a result of Sienna Calkins at the net there.
Yeah. And then Sienna Calkins standing 5'11", the lone second-team all-conference player returning for the Hatchets from last season. That's another nice serve from Albert. Petta keeps it alive. That drops in. How about that?
The easiest kill you'll ever have.
Petta with her second kill, and Crandon's going to call timeout to talk things over. We'll take one as well. We'll be back in 30 seconds after this from Triggs.
Don't miss the Oktoberfest beer and wine sale going on right now in the Cellar 70 department at your local Triggs store. The Cellar 70 department at your local Triggs store has over 20 different brewers, all with Oktoberfest offerings, including Eagle River's Tribute Brewing. Old Copper Oktoberfest beer is $11.88 for four 16-ounce cans. Triggs Cellar 70 also is featuring many different wineries featuring their Oktoberfest offerings. Celebrate responsibly and shop at Triggs Cellar 70. Oktoberfest beer and wine sale going on now.
Welcome back to Hatchet Volleyball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler here with you from the Cardinal Athletic Complex in Crandon. Tomahawk trailing Crandon 20-17. Four straight, though, for the Hatchets, and it's been the great serving of Claire Albert that's kept them in this one.
Yep, let's see if she can keep it going after the timeout.
Here comes the next serve from Albert. Line drive serve received by DeWing. Sent right back over. That block does not go anywhere. Kill attempt no good for Mariah Peterson. Five straight for the Hatchets.
And who was there?
Number it was 10. Sienna Calkins. Next serve coming from Albert. And that great one is serve. Received. Another ace. Another ace for Claire Albert. Her second of the night.
That's
six straight.
That's a senior right there.
Yes.
Coming through for you.
That one could not have been received by Elena McCorkle. Now Tomahawk with a chance to tie it up. Next serve from Alba, received by Littleton. Crandon looking to try and set up their offense. Kill attempt. Another block from Calkins.
All right, so Claire has done her job now. Anything is a bonus. She got him to even.
Yes.
So now anything is a bonus at this point.
That's seven straight for the Hatchets off a beautiful serving from Claire Albert. Next serve from Claire. Line drive serve. That's out. So Crandon does reclaim the lead, but a good job by the Hatchets, especially Claire Albert, to get them back to even here in this second set. Now Crandon's next serve coming from Jessalie DeWing, received by Albert. Borowski, Calkins gets the kill. Calkins with her second kill of this match, and we're tied back up at 21.
Shelby with a great back set there.
Yes. That's another great assist from Shelby. She's got five already here in this second set. She's got 12 assists already here tonight.
You can see the confidence growing.
Yes. Next serve coming from Calkins. Goes right to Littleton. Aaron pass goes out. That's an ace for Calkins. Her third of this set, and the Hatchets take the lead here in game two. What a run by Tomahawk. It's a 9-1 run. Next serve from Calkins, received by Littleton. Swinging it over to McCorkle. And that kill attempt is out. 23-21. Wow.
See if Crandon's going to use their last time out here.
If no, I'm them, I would.
I certainly would, too.
But it doesn't look like they will. Samantha King, the coach, is going to let it play it out. That serve received by Littleton. Over to McCorkle. Drop right back over to Petta. Petta to Borowski. Sets it up. Petta tries to block it. Oh, that one is retrieved. Good job by Crandon to keep it alive and sent right back over. Calkins, that's a little bit of an errant pass. Sandry with a good job keeping it alive. And that one drops right in front of the net for Tomahawk.
Tough play there.
Yep. 23-22. Each team does have one timeout remaining here in this one. Araya Peterson will serve for Crandon. Tomahawk leads 23-22. Peterson serve. Line drive serve received by Olsen. Borowski keeps it in play. Albert tries the soft kill, and it's received by McCorkle. Sent right back over. Kill attempt from Bouchard is received. Olsen tries to set it up, and Petta will send it right back over the net. Couldn't get her kill attempt set up. Sent right back over. Littleton. Good dig by Albert to keep it alive. Borowski to Petta. Tries to drop it in. That's an errant pass that goes out. That's a kill for Petta.
That's a great hustle play all the way around there.
So now it's game point for Tomahawk. They were down 20-13 in the second game. They've come all the way back to lead now 24-22. And Tomahawk will make a substitution. Sandry comes out. Ella Pisick will come in and serve.
See if she can seal the deal right here.
Tomahawk was down 20-13. They have now outscored Crandon 11-2. Pisick serve received by Seabee. Sent over to McCorkle. Kill attempt. That one drops right in for Lauren Littleton.
Yeah, well played.
So it's now 24-23.
Tomahawk still in the driver's seat here.
Yep. It's still game point for Tomahawk. Remember, in these games, you have to win by two. And the next serve coming from Alexis Bushka. Bushka serve. Looping serve right to Pisick. Aaron pass trying to be dropped over. Borowski keeps it alive. Over to Albert. Petta tries to kill and gets it. Avery Petta has slammed the door shut on game two, and Tomahawk takes it 25-23. We'll take a break. We'll be back with game three from Crandon right after this as Tomahawk goes for the sweep. You're listening to Hatchet Volleyball on WJJQ.
Generations Funeral Home and Crematory of Tomahawk would like to salute our Hatchet student-athletes, proudly representing our community. At Generations, they offer Tomahawk and our surrounding communities professional, dignified, and affordable services. Kevin, Carrie, and Jim are proud alum of THS and wish the Hatchets good luck all season long. From Generations Funeral Home and Crematory, 1400 North 4th Street, Tomahawk. Phone 224-3182. And online, generationsfuneral.com.
The team at Tomahawk Louisiana Pacific Mill hope that you're enjoying our radio broadcast of this exciting Hatchet sporting event. Team Tomahawk at LP is proud to support our Hatchet student-athletes and coaching staffs. Louisiana Pacific employees are dedicated to making the Tomahawk area a great place to live and raise their families. They're honored to give back to our community, our schools, churches, city projects, and organizations, large and small. Good luck, Hatchets, from everyone at Team Tomahawk, the Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill.
McDonald's of Tomahawk and Merrill support our local athletes and wish them the best of luck. Before or after the game, McDonald's will satisfy that hunger. Try McDonald's featured meals, 10-piece McNugget, the iconic Big Mac, the quarter pounder with cheese, all come with fries and a drink. Get the McDonald's app and find many other special offers while using the app. Looking for a part-time job? Apply in person at the Tomahawk McDonald's right along North 4th Street.
Riley Family Dental of Tomahawk wishes all the Hatchet sports teams the best of luck this season. Doctors Mike Dewey and their staff are proud to support Hatchet athletics. Riley Family Dental reminds their patients that good oral hygiene practices can help prevent tooth decay and other dental health problems. Riley Family Dental, 1018 East Kings Road, Tomahawk, 453-7071 for all your dental needs. And visit their website at RileyFamilyDental.com. Wishing the Hatchets the best of luck in this sporting event.
And welcome back to Hatchet Volleyball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler here with you from the Cardinal Athletic Complex in Crandon. And Matt, what a great comeback by Tomahawk in that second set to make it a 25-23 victory.
Yeah. You know, I talked about before that set that Tomahawk, we didn't want the letdown. They yes. had the letdown, but that was gut check. That was really a big, they were down 20-13.
Yes.
And basically between Claire serving and Sienna's blocking, and then after we got to even, Avery Petta came alive too and had some really big kills there. That's really a big game for this young team.
Avery Petta with four kills, by the way, in that second game. Calkins with six kills and four blocks tonight. That's a good night.
Yep.
And don't forget, she's also got an ace there as well. Crandon will serve to begin set number three, and it is Elena McCorkle serving for the Cardinals, who fought really, really hard in game two, but Tomahawk has a chance to go for the sweep here.
Yeah, we'll see how they respond. A lot of times when you lose a tough one when you're up 20-13, it's disheartening. So, you know, this very easily could go bad for Crandon at this point. We'll see how they respond.
Yeah, Tomahawk just has to make sure not to take this set lightly.
Right.
Here comes the next serve from McCorkle as we begin game three of this best of five, and that goes off the front of the net. Boy, it's the same song, different dance for the Cardinals. Their serving has just not been good tonight.
No.
Shelby Borowski will now serve for the Hatchets. And here comes the serve from Borowski, who's had a really good night as well in assists. She's got double digits. McCorkle tries to set it up, sent right back over by Peterson, over to Gabe Bauer. Borowski, that one dropped in by Albert. They are going to say a point for Tomahawk. Looks like Cranon hit the net.
Ooh, they got lucky there. Now
the officials are going to get together.
The ball didn't go over the net.
No, it didn't. So one official said that, I think one official might have said that Cranon hit the net. The other official definitely said, because the ball did not go over. You're right. I thought that it did.
They're going to replay it.
They're going to replay it. Okay. I think that's the right move because the officials can't come to an agreement there. You just reset it.
Yep.
So Borowski will serve once again for Tomahawk. Go ahead, just reset it. That one received by Seabee. Over to McCorkle, trying to be dropped right back over, and good job by Olsen to keep it alive. Borowski sets it up. Claire tries the soft kill. That one kept in play by McCorkle, and sent right back over. That time by Scott. Good dig, and another good kill that time from Borowski.
Borowski caught him sleeping there.
Yes,
dropped
she did.
It right in the middle of the court.
And sometimes those soft kills can really benefit you in a game of this magnitude.
Yep. Well, she lines up like she's going to set it, and then she just plops it over the net.
That's what we call a silent killer, if you will.
It is.
And that is a double hit for Cranon. So the mental error is starting to pile up for the Cardinals here.
Yeah, and actually, I think up to this point, the official's been a little lenient with that call. That's the first one. I've seen a couple other ones, but
next serve coming from Borowski, that pass goes over to Seabee for Cranon. Drop right back over. Calkins keeps it alive. Borowski, back to Calkins! Oh, man, what a kill from Sienna.
Really good choice by Borowski there.
Calkins has had a great night tonight. She's got seven kills. She's got four blocks and an ace. That's a good night from your middle hitter.
Yep.
Tomahawk up 4-0. Borowski will get an ace! How about that?
Cranon going to have to use an early timeout.
Yes,
here.
They will. 5-0, Tomahawk leading here early in game three. We'll be back with more Hatchet Volleyball after this from Rhinelander GM on WJJQ.
At Rhinelander GM, we take tremendous pride in creating the ultimate customer experience. And there's no one better to tell us how we're doing than you, our guest. Here's what Cody had to say about Rhinelander GM. Scott Brass did an amazing job of handling every aspect of the purchase of my brother's first new vehicle. He found him exactly what he wanted. He then took the time to deliver the vehicle to Milwaukee for him. We couldn't have been happier with the entire process. Come experience the Rhinelander GM difference.
Welcome back to Hatchet Volleyball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler here with you. Another serve coming from Borowski. That kill attempt received by Olsen. Borowski keeps it alive, and Albert sends it back over the net. Received by Lauren Littleton. And that one, that kill attempt did not work. That goes off the front of the net. Tomahawks lead now 6-0 here early in game three.
Yeah, this and we talked about this off the air. That was a really tough loss in game two for Cranon. So
yeah.
A lot of times it's hard to recover from that.
Next serve from Borowski received by Littleton. Sent over to DeWing. Littleton tries a deep kill. That's going to go out. Well, again, Cranon is just, as you mentioned, they look a little bit shaky here in this third game. Tomahawk already up 7-0. Next serve coming from Borowski. Line drive serve received by McCorkle. Kept in play. And another block from Sienna Calkins again.
Great timing, and she was so quick off her feet on that one.
That is block number 5 for Calkins tonight. She's had a really good night in the middle.
She has.
Next serve coming from Borowski. Line drive serve received by the libero Seabee. Sends it over to McCorkle. And Seabee will send it right back over the net where Albert will receive it. Borowski sets it up. Claire again. Claire Albert with another kill and Borowski with another assist. That puts her at 15 for tonight.
She's had a really good night.
Yes, she has. So and now, Borowski, go ahead.
Nothing fancy on the serves. She's just making them make plays.
Yes. Borowski, that one goes off the front of the net.
That one's on me. I'll take that one.
Well, that's the first point of game three for Crandon. And it's now 9-1. And as you mentioned, if you that you mentioned it, Borowski was just making Crandon try to make plays. That serve is received by Olsen, and Borowski kept it alive. Wow, what a great job by Calkins to get it right back over the net. Set back up, tried the soft kill, kept alive by Vormans, but only for a little bit. Good kill that time from Mariah Peterson.
That was a really good play by Peterson. She caught Vormans backing up and just did a short dink right over the net.
There you go. Peterson will serve once again. Oh, check that. I'm sorry. That is DeWing. Over to Borowski. Vormans tried the left-handed kill. Does not work. Kept alive by Olsen. To Borowski. Sets it up for Claire. That one is going to be unable to be kept in play. So another kill for Claire Albert. And boy, Albert has had another good night killing the ball. She's got 7 kills on the night.
Yep, and she goes back to serve. She really was instrumental in game two with the serves when they were down 20-13.
Again, as you mentioned, it was her and Sienna Calkins blocking that really was the difference in game two, why Tomahawk was able to come back from 7. That one is received, but an errant pass that's going to be sent right back over to Petta. Over to Borowski. Vormans, that one's off the front of the net.
That's okay. I like that swing.
I think she jumped a little too early.
Yep.
And so now it'll be Araya Peterson serving for Crandon. And Peterson's next serve is received by Albert. Over to Borowski. Here comes Calkins again.
That was really well done. Sienna really gets off the ground.
That is kill number 8 for Calkins, by the way, tonight. 11-3 Tomahawk. They're almost halfway to clinching the sweep. Next serve coming from Calkins. Line drive serve off the front of the net.
She tried a little change up there. Wanted it to just get over the net.
Yep. So now Calkins will take a rest, and we haven't seen much of Freya Aalberg.
She's played, but I would like to see, right now is the time where you start using her more.
Yeah. That one is a good dig by Albert Borowski. Vormans sends it over. CB with an errant pass. That's going to be a kill for Alicia Vormans.
Great play by Alicia Vormans there, going deep in the back corner.
And again, Vormans coming into tonight. She had 30 kills, by the way. She averages a kill and a half a set, and she had the highest attack percentage of Tomahawk coming into tonight's match. She'll come out, and in for the first time will be Sophia Kaiser, and she'll serve. So Sophia Kaiser, who did have some playing time, as a matter of fact, started in Tomahawk's win over Rhinelander last Thursday, and that one is dropped right in, a soft kill from Lauren Littleton, and it's now 12-5 Tomahawk.
Put it just over Freya's reach.
Yeah.
I think Freya even got a fingertip on it. But
yeah, as you mentioned, Freya is back in. Jesse Lee DeWing will now come in for the Cardinals. Ava Seabee, Crandon's libero, will serve. That one's received by Kaiser to Borowski. Avery Petta with a cross-court kill. That is out. Missed it by that much.
The line judge was not real authoritative on that.
No, she did not. She hesitated for like a split second. Wanted to be sure that that was the right call. CB serve received by Albert to Borowski. Sent back over by Kaiser. That one's going to drop right over to Malia Stamper. And that kill from Littleton, that one's going to drop out. I like the idea from Littleton trying to drop it into that far corner just a little too strong.
Trying to catch Tomahawk, cheating up a little bit, but.
And now Avery Petta will serve for the Hatchets, and Petta's also had a good night. She had 4 kills in that second game. And Petta's serve is out as well. Wow. Boy, again, another little bit of a hesitation from the line judge here on this side. Sarah Gaybauer will come in. She'll replace Avery Petta. Tomahawk still leading 13-7. Littleton serve received by Kaiser. Over to Freya Aalberg, and Albert will just send it back over the net. Tomahawk will reset. Over to Stamper. That one's set right back up. Sophia Olsen retrieves the kill attempt. Borowski, Albert tries to drop it in the fire pit. Crandon able to keep it alive. That one now dropped in by Peterson. Kept alive, but an errant pass from Borowski.
A little too close to the net.
Peterson's second kill of this match, and it's now 13-8. Lauren Littleton will serve. And Littleton with a line drive serve received by Kaiser, but that's going to jump right over the net. And an errant pass. That's about as easy of a kill as you're going to get from Sophia Kaiser.
It seemed like Cranon kind of got their feet back underneath them a little bit, but now the wheels are coming off.
Sophie Olsen will now serve. Calkins back in for Ahlberg. Olsen serve, line drive, and that is in. That's an ace for Sophie Olsen.
Sophie's got a little bit of a jump serve, and she really hits a line drive.
And Sophie had 30 aces, by the way, coming into tonight. She's averaging an ace percent, as is Claire. Next serve coming from Olsen. That one's off the front of the net.
Was going in the same spot again, but...
So 15-9, another sub coming, this time from Crandon. And McKenna Bouchard will come in from Aaliyah Stamper. Crandon will now bring in Elena McCorkle to serve. And the next serve coming is going to be received by Gay Bauer. Over to Olsen. Over to Albert. Tries the soft kill, but received by McCorkle. Seabee drops it over to DeWing. Retrieved by Gay Bauer. Borowski to Albert. A cross-court kill.
Well done.
Boy, Shelby Borowski with a big night. Go ahead.
When Tomahawk is in their system, they play well.
That is kill number 8, by the way, for Claire Albert tonight. And Alicia Bormans will come in for Sophia Kaiser. 16-9. Tomahawk is 9 points away from clinching the sweep here in this one. Borowski's next serve received by the libero Seabee. Over to McCorkle. Tries the soft kill. Retrieved by Albert. To Borowski. Tries to get them to... Tries to catch Cranon off guard. Looks like they might have, but Cranon able to recover. Olsen with the set over to Borowski. Albert tries the kill to drop it in, but Littleton able to save it. Sent right back over. Received by Albert again. Good job on that one. Borowski back to Claire and received by Littleton again. Sent right back over Peterson to Borowski. Over to Sophie Olsen, who's going to get this. Vormans drops it along the line for the kill.
There's that advantage of a left-handed right side hitter.
Alicia Vormans with her second kill in this one, and it's now 17-9. And now Shelby Borowski will serve once again for Tomahawk here in this third game. Again, Tomahawk now 8 away from a sweep. Serve received by Littleton. Send right back over McCorkle. Good job by Olsen to keep it alive. Borowski to Calkins. That's out. Ooh.
Yeah. Sienna was just turned a little bit too much instead of squaring her shoulders to the net.
Still, Calkins with a great night. She's got 8 kills. She's got 5 blocks and an ace as well.
And really intimidating in the middle.
Yes. Cranon serve from DeWing is received by Olsen over to Albert. And that one will have to be sent right back over by Vormans. And Cranon will have to send that one back over. Looks like that kept them off guard. Gay Bauer. Borowski over to Vormans. Tries to drop it in, but that one looked like it was out. Nope. They're going to say it was a lift.
Yep.
Still 17-11. Go ahead.
Borowski was just a little off with the set there, and Alicia had to reach way back to make sure she didn't hit the pin.
Next serve coming from DeWing, received by Olsen. Borowski to Albert. That one received. Good job by McCorkle to get that kill attempt. Try to drop that one back in. Albert keeps it alive. Borowski, Calkins drops it in. Another kill for Sienna. She is nearing double-digit kills in this one. Gabe Bauer comes out. Avery Pettit comes back in. Claire Albert will now serve for the Hatchets, who lead 18-11 here in this third game. Next serve coming from Albert. Line drive serve off the front of the net.
Now's the time when we really don't need too many unforced errors.
No. Cranon will have Ariah Peterson serve. And Peterson's next serve is going to be received by Olsen, but that was a little bit of an awkward receive. That's going to be an ace for Ariah Peterson.
She actually needs a little help from her back row teammates there because I think that one would have been long. A
little bit, yeah. Next serve coming from Peterson. And Peterson's serve received by Albert. Borowski, Calkins again!
She just hit over the block of Cranon.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter if they're there or not.
Calkins with kill number 10 tonight. And Tomahawk, by the way, 11 kills in this set. That is more than they had in either of their first two. And they still have 6 points until the sweep. Next serve from Calkins received by Bouchard. Sent right back over. Bouchard tries to kill. Goes off the top of the net. Good job by Albert to keep it alive. McCorkle, that one dropped right back in, but the Hatchets are able to retrieve it. Borowski sets it up. Vormans received by Seabee. Over to Littleton. Tried the soft kill, dropped right to Albert. Borowski setting it up for Avery Pena. That is a kill for Pena. Another assist from Borowski. Pena with her fifth kill of the night.
She's played well.
Yes, she has. 20-13 Tomahawk leads. That's Borowski's. Here's a milestone for you. 20 assists for Shelby Borowski tonight. Next serve coming from Calkins. That is too strong. 20-14. Sophie Olson comes in for Sienna Calkins. Tomahawk going to go a little smaller here.
Like to see Tomahawk stay clean right now and end this game.
Next serve coming from Bushka. Received by Olson. Bit of an awkward receive, but it goes right to Albert and sent right back over by Borowski. Brandon keeps it alive. Littleton tries the kill attempt. Good job by Albert. Borowski setting it up. Olson tries to drop it in the fire pit, but it goes right to CB. Sent right back over. Littleton. That's a block from Freya Ahlberg.
There we go.
Big time block from Freya Ahlberg, who's standing at a tall 5'10". That's the first block of the night for her, 21-14.
Both middles for Tomahawk really move their feet well, and they're both athletic.
Sophia Kaiser comes in for Tomahawk. She'll replace Alicia Vormans. Kaiser does have a kill in this one. Next serve coming from Kaiser. Looping serve. That'll drop right over to Elena McCorkle. And that's a kill for Freya Ahlberg. How about that one?
A little bit of an overpass, and Freya said thank you very much.
Exactly. Tomahawk three away from the sweep. They lead 22-14. Next serve coming from Kaiser. Looping serve. Drops right into Stamper. And that one is going to be another point for the Hatchets. Cranon was just not able to handle the serving of Tomahawk very well.
No, and Sophia's not hitting rockets at him.
No. 23-14, Tomahawk 2 points away from completing the sweep. Next serve coming from Kaiser. Looping serve again. That one drops right over to Mackenzie Peckrell, who just came in. That's a point for Tomahawk, a double hit, and now it's match point. Here we go. Match point for the Hatchets. Sophia Kaiser will serve. And Kaiser with a looping serve. Goes over to CB. CB over to Bushka. Try to drop it over. Tomahawk will try and get this the old-fashioned way. Borowski to Pena. That one drops in. Avery Pena gets the kill. And Tomahawk completes the sweep of Crandon by winning game three, 25-14. That was a great kill by Pena to end it.
And that's what you like to see. You like to see... When Tomahawk got to 20, they were clean the rest of the game.
Yes, they were.
You have a big lead, and you don't want to let down at that point.
So Tomahawk completes the sweep of Crandon. They go to 6-8 on the season. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the Fairman Orthodontics post-match show right after this. You're listening to Hatchet Volleyball on WJJQ.
Dr. Kelly Mulcarrick offers professional chiropractic care from children to seniors at Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk. New patients are always welcome, so call to schedule your visit at 453-5365. See them online at TomahawkHometownChiro.com and see their Facebook page. Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk, located on the corner of North 4th and Mohawk Drive, proudly serving families in the Northwoods with professional chiropractic care and proud to support our Tomahawk Hatchet student athletes and this radio broadcast here on WJJQ.
Chris and Ed at Woodland Lakes Realty look forward to assisting you with all your real estate needs. Working with folks in our Northwoods area, selling country homes, city homes, lake lots, wooded lots, hunting lots, waterfront homes, and commercial property. Discover the property that you're looking for with our user-friendly website at woodlandlakesrealty.com or call 224-3800. Better yet, swing by for a visit at their North 4th Street location, Woodland Lakes Realty, phone 224-3800.
Hello, Tomahawk. This is Master Electrician Ricky Mayer from Mayer Electric Incorporated. I am a second-generation electrical contractor. I would like to take this time to wish our student athletes, coaches, and managers good luck this season. As a former THS graduate, athlete, and coach, I know it takes hard work and attention to detail to be successful. We at Mirror Electric strive for that same hard work and attention to detail while working for you. So if you'd like a free estimate on some upcoming work you need done, give me a call at 453-2062. That's 453-2062. Go get them hatchets, and always remember, when you need electrical work done, to be picky and call Ricky.
Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, would like to wish our Hatchet student-athletes and coaches the best of luck during this sports event and all season long. PCA is proud to serve customers' needs for containerboard products throughout the country, producing over 3.9 million tons of craft linerboard annually. And our PCA mill is Sustainable Forestry Initiative certified. Everyone at PCA Tomahawk salutes our student-athletes for your hard work and dedication to your sports.
And welcome back to the Fairman Orthodontics post-match show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you as Tomahawk sweeps Crandon tonight. And joining me right in the air chair, I guess you could say, is Tomahawk senior leader Claire Albert. Claire, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you knew that this was going to be an important match here going against Crandon, especially with how your team played in the DC Everest tournament over the weekend. How well do you think your team did in the sweep?
I think that in this sweep we really came out. We knew that this game was so important with our, playoff round, because the teams that are in our playoffs are also playing this team, so we knew this one was important. We really came out, brought the energy in the first set. We really set the tone. Second set was a little shaky, but we still ended up coming in with a dub. But then the third set, we finished it off to get the sweep.
Let's go ahead and focus in on that second set primarily, Claire. You were down by 7, 20-13 deep into that second set, but it was your serving and Sienna's blocking that put you back in. What led to you going on such a run like that serving-wise in the second set?
Well, since we were down by so much, I did not want to lose that set. I was like, just get the serve over the net. I know that, not that they were going to make the mistake, but I knew that Sienna was going to put up a good block and get that ball right down on the other side. And I think it just kept going point after point. The momentum just kept going, and it ended up great.
You had 8 kills, by the way, tonight. You were honorable mention all-conference last season. What has your development been like as an outside hitter throughout the last few months?
Throughout the last few months, I'd been playing clubs, so I had worked hard at the position and just came into the season knowing it was my last year. I want to leave everything out on the court, so just playing every game to my best of the ability and leaving it all out on the court.
Well, Claire, after tonight, you get another non-conference foe before you begin GNC play. You got Ashland coming to town, who's had your number the last couple of years. What's the biggest thing about them do you think makes them tough to beat?
I'd say either when we take the trip down there, it's a 2-hour bus ride. It's a long bus ride. We definitely got to use a couple. You have a good warm-up, set the tone right away, but I know we got them on Thursday.
Any final thoughts before we wrap up here, Claire?
I don't got anything. Be there on Thursday.
All Let's right, go. There you go. Be there on Thursday. Claire Albert, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with Keith Hansey on the Fairman Orthodontics post-match show right after this on WJJQ.
Hilgi's LP Gas has been putting their customers and Hatchet fans first for over 65 years. Hilgi's offers professional installation, sales, and service, including a complete selection of Carrier furnaces dedicated to improving your quality of life by creating a comfortable and healthy living environment. Hilgi's reminds you to be prepared for power outages with your own generator from Hilgi's and, of course, dependable LP gas delivery service. Hilgi's LP Gas on South Tomahawk Avenue in Tomahawk. Call 453-3505 or see one of Hilgi's other convenient Northwoods locations.
Hi, this is Tim Nelson and John Long, broker at Wild Rivers Group Real Estate. We are proud supporters and coaches of Tomahawk Hatchet Athletics. We are thrilled to see student athletes become better both individually and as a team. Proud of you Hatchets, win or lose. At Wild Rivers Group Real Estate, it's our desire to treat you as you deserve to be treated, to care, and provide a phenomenal real estate experience. We will work very hard to ensure that you are successful and have peace of mind in your buying and selling experience. It would be an honor to care and serve you. Go get them, Hatchets.
And welcome back to the Fairman Orthodontics post-match show here on WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you as Tomahawk sweeps Crandon tonight. And joining me right back in the booth is Tomahawk Hatchet Volleyball Coach Keith Hansey. Keith, welcome, my friend.
Alex, thanks for being here and thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So, Keith, you said at the top right away that you wanted to make a statement here. You were able to sweep Crandon. What led to you having such a dominant performance tonight?
I believe the energy was good. Our serving was good. Kind of let off a little bit in the second game, but first and third match, serving was good, and the girls were reading the ball very well. not a lot of balls hit the ground on our side. They were covering everything. So I was proud of them for moving their feet.
So, again, here you mentioned that you wanted to go ahead and make a statement here against this team. What kind of statement do you think your team made here tonight?
We got a lot of passes up to the setter, that's what I wanted to see. And from that, we were able to get a lot of kills. And that's what I wanted to see this game, and that's what we saw.
We just had Claire on here who had a really good night, having 8 kills, a few aces as well. What has her leadership been like for this team so far this year?
It's huge. Right now, she's like the glue that holds the team together. You know, she's a spark plug out there, always positive, pumping people up. Early in the year, I talked to the girls about being goldfish because they only have a 5-second memory. So they gotta, you know, can't get down in this game. You play to 25 points, so you can't get down. But Claire's always pumping these girls up and staying positive.
Another big night, by the way, for Sienna Calkins as well. 10 kills, 5 blocks tonight. What's her development been like as a middle hitter?
Very good. In practice, she's always working. And last night, we worked on her hitting off the right side like that. And she was just killing it out there. And her blocking was, they had a lefty middle. And so we adjusted in the beginning. And I told her, stay on, you know, her left shoulder. And she was there all night.
Keith, you got one more match before you begin GNC play. You've got Ashland that comes to town. This is a team that's had your number the last couple of years. What makes that team so difficult to beat?
They're a scrappy team. They're very well coached, and they've always had good hitters, and fundamentally they're really good. They stay home. They don't play sloppy. So it's going to be a good one on Thursday night.
Any final thoughts before we wrap up here, Keith?
I'm pleased with tonight, and I'm glad you guys were able to make the trip. Thanks to you and Matt, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
Absolutely. Tomahawk sweeps Crandon tonight. Tomahawk's got Ashland coming up on Thursday. Keith Hansey, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, we'll have Matt Tyler rejoin the Fairman Orthodontics post-match show. We'll be back with more right after this.
You changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck, duck, goose. Because you do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kevin Ehrman will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance can mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kevin Ehrman at 715-453-2085 in Tomahawk today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Custom Accounting Services would like to be a part of your team, whether a business or individual. Custom Accounting Services will provide the highest level of service for your tax preparation, bookkeeping, or payroll. Custom Accounting Services providing professional service so you can relax and take the stress out of tax time or issues with the IRS. Stop by Custom Accounting Services, 208 West Mohawk Drive. Call 453-5248 for your appointment or if you have any questions. Custom Accounting Services, wishing all the Hatchet student athletes the best of luck in this sporting event.
The Local Lodge 1713 of the IAMAW, proud to be one of the VIP sports sponsors making Hatchet Sports possible here on WJJQ. The Local Lodge 1713 salutes the Tomahawk students because they represent the future of our great community, and they also recognize the extra effort of the student athletes, coaches, and managers, and salute them all for their hard work. Good luck, Hatchets, from the IAMAW Local Lodge 1713.
Fairman Orthodontics provides professional orthodontic services to families here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. This is Dr. Jen from Fairman Orthodontics. We offer the best in comprehensive orthodontic treatment in a relaxed, family-friendly setting with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve our patients' overall confidence. To achieve the smile you've always wanted, call 359-1910 or visit our website at fairmanorthodontics.com and schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or myself, Dr. Jen. For nearly 40 years, we've been providing exceptional orthodontic care and creating beautiful smiles for every age, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
Yeah.
And welcome back to the Fairman Orthodontics post-match show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler back here with you from Crandon as Tomahawk sweeps the Cardinals tonight 25-11, 25-23, 25-14. Matt, what was your biggest takeaway from tonight?
You know, Keith switched, like he had talked about, from a 6-2 to a 5-1. So I think that rotation, that switching and having Shelby as your constant setter, I think that really showed well tonight. I think she really established herself well at that point.
Big night, by the way, for Shelby. She did have 20 assists. Sienna Calkins, though, another big night for her. 10 kills, 5 blocks. Claire Albert with 8 kills. And again, Tomahawk serving, as it has been throughout most of the season, has been on point once again.
Yeah, I think you have to clean it up a little bit when you get playing against the better teams.
Yes.
But, you know, like Keith talked about, he's okay with them taking their swings.
Yes.
You know, be aggressive on that serving line.
Again, Tomahawk will have one more match before they begin Great Northern Conference play next week. Ashland comes to town on Thursday. Again, match will begin at 7 o'clock. We'll go ahead and take a break. We'll have our Incredible Bank Incredible Play of the match coming up. And afterwards, we'll preview the next broadcast that we have here on WJJQ.
Incredible Bank sends out their best wishes for a successful season to our Hatchet student athletes, their coaches and staffs, both on and off the field. And make sure you listen for the Incredible Play of the Game. Remember, Incredible Bank is here to help you succeed by offering banking products to best fit your needs. From a simple checking account, mobile banking, savings, and complete that dream of a home with a variety of mortgage products. Incredible Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, and proud sponsor of our Hatchets.
And it's now time for our Incredible Bank Incredible Play of the Game here on WJJQ. And really, there is no like one particular play that you can go with, Matt, but we're going to go with the run in the second set that Tomahawk had. They were down 20-13 in that second set. They came back and went on a 12-3, a 15-3. Was it? Wait, hold on. Let me do math. Hold on. 12-3 run to close it out.
Yeah. And we talked about this. There were two key components to that. That was Claire serving, and that was Sienna at the net blocking.
Yes. Yeah. Again, a big night for both Claire Albert and for Sienna Calkins tonight. Tomahawk goes to 6-8 on the season in the Great Northern Conference. Crandon falls to 2-7. They've got Elko coming into town on Thursday. Again, final score here from Crandon. Tomahawk volleyball sweeps Crandon 25-11, 25-23, 25-14. Next broadcast of Hatchet Sports is Friday night. Tomahawk football, week 4 is their home opener. Hard to believe it. They take on Antigo. Fairman Orthodontics pregame show at 6:35. Kickoff at 7 o'clock. And Matt's cohort, John Long from Wild Rivers Group Real Estate, will be in the broadcast booth Friday night. Meanwhile, the next...
Wow. Wow. I guess you got to let him in there.
Yeah, you have to, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Matt, the next time you and I will be in the booth will be a week from tonight. We are heading down to Antigo for Tomahawk's Great Northern Conference opener. Tune in for the Fairman Orthodontics pre-match show at 6:40 and first serve at 7 o'clock. And as you mentioned, Antigo is probably going to be right up there fighting for the top half of the conference.
Yeah, Antigo is always right in that middle to top half of the conference for the last 10 years in volleyball.
Again, final score here from Tomahawk. They sweep Crandon 25-11, 25-23, 25-14. I'd like to thank very much the athletic director, Tressa Votis, for letting us broadcast here tonight. Thank you very much to both Keith Hansey and Claire Albert for joining me on tonight's program. Matt, thank you very much for being in the broadcast booth. Looking forward to doing some more with you this season. And most importantly, thank you for tuning in. For everyone at WJJQ, this is Alex Cook signing off. And from the Cardinal Athletic Complex in Crandon, everyone, good night.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on WJJQ. Presented by Fairman Orthodontics, Cerny's Greenhouse, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Calhoun Insurance, Incredible Bank, Heritage Chevrolet, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Simply Stitched, School District of Tomahawk, Tomahawk Wrestling Alumni, Cracker Barrel BP, United Steelworkers Local 248, American Family Insurance, Peter Petta Agency, Park City Credit Union, Bowman Chiropractic, Shuni Trucking and Excavating, Triggs, Country Financial Insurance, Tomahawk Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill, Generations Funeral Home and Crematory, Tomahawk McDonald's, Riley Family Dental, Woodland Lakes Realty, Custom Accounting Services, Mir Electric Inc., CIS Insurance Group, Health in Motion Physical Therapy, IAM, Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Wild Rivers Group Real Estate, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Hilgi's LP Gas, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Keith Hansey, Northwoods Community Realty, Tomahawk Builders Supply. Join us again soon for more Tomahawk Hatchet play-by-play sports action on WJJQ Tomahawk.